You're listening to Vitamin PhD, a podcast from Boston University delivering career narratives and know-hows to supplement your doctoral studies.
Hi, welcome to season 10 of Vitamin PhD. If you're new here, Vitamin PhD is a podcast that is created, led, and designed by PhD students at Boston University to talk about all things related to graduate school and finishing, doing, executing, and living this PhD life. If you're returning, thanks for being with us. Welcome to season 10, where we'll be talking about career development. I'm Alexa Friedman. I'm a PhD candidate in the Environmental Health PhD program at Boston University School of Public Health. My research specifically focuses on how things in our environment, such as environmental chemicals, such as metals, impact children's health. But outside of my research topic, I'm really interested in all things surrounding equity about the PhD process, including application, how we come to research and science, as well as equity within our PhD programs. So thinking about things related to career development or opportunities for PhD students and how we can design and execute an equitable environment for all of us. And I will pass it to my co-host, so I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, and welcome, everyone. My name is Adriana Spindle Jackson. I'm a fourth-year PhD candidate at the Boston University School of Social Work. And my current research focus is on how and why neighborhoods change and what residents' experiences are of those changes. I am similarly interested and invested in understanding the PhD experience and what it is like for folks, particularly who are historically marginalized and have not necessarily been represented within that experience, and how we can understand the different structures that are present within academia. Season 10 is about career development. And we actually spent a decent amount of time ahead of reaching out to folks and planning the season, talking amongst ourselves about what career development is. Because I think that often programs have career development pathways or seminars, and it can still feel kind of elusive. Even when you're a couple years into the program. And so one of the ways that I think about it is what it means to think about your career or what career you want while you are getting your PhD, and what activities or relationships or connections can help get you there, and what your path might look like once you graduate.
Definitely. I feel as though we've talked about this so much. The idea of career development still feels a little elusive to me, but I think it's a broad topic, which makes this season really exciting. We're going to hear from a lot of different people with diverse career paths, different experiences with career development. And what we hope we have done is created a season where we can hear from a diversity of people about different paths and different ways to think about career development as it pertains to your graduate education and thinking about identifying transferable skills or figuring out what you want to do after your PhD.
Yeah, and one of the, I would say that a big focus for us when we were first talking about it is making sure that we had non-academic pathways post-PhD represented, which we achieved. And I'm really excited that we are going to be able to hear from those folks, and that all of you are going to be able to hear from them too, because it really did matter to us to make sure that a variety of voices were represented within this conversation of what is career development, maybe what should it be, right? And how it can look different while in a PhD program and beyond. So we're really excited. And we have a number of really phenomenal folks who we have lined up that we are super excited about. We are going to be talking with Dr. Gertrude Nontra, who received her PhD in microbiology and immunology, and who now runs her own business called The Bold PhD, which you will hear all about. where she supports folks in harnessing their personal brand and building skill sets to explore non-academic career paths. And so we'll hear from Dr. Nantra about how to harness social media to boost your career development, and also what it can look like for you to create your own personal brand, whether it's within or outside of the academy. We also will have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Autumn Asher Blackdear, who is a recent PhD graduate and incoming assistant professor at the University of Denver School of Social Work. Dr. Blackdear's work focuses on structural violence on American Indian and Alaska Native communities. She'll talk to us about how decolonization can help rethink and restructure the way we think about and engage with career development within the academy.
We'll also hear from Maria Erb, who is one of our own at Boston University and a returning guest to Vitamin PhD. She's the inaugural director of the Newberry Center for First Generation Students here at Boston University. And she'll talk a bit about her experiences mentoring and guiding a variety of students throughout her career in higher education. We'll also hear from Dr. Lindsay Butler, who received her PhD in environmental health, and she's an environmental epidemiologist, scientific communicator, and just an overall leader specializing in the intersection of climate change and human health. She has taken a non-academic path and now works at Blue Cross Blue Shield, where she now serves as the Director of Climate Change and Health Resilience. And lastly, for those of you who are still thinking about an academic path, which is myself included, we'll also hear from Dr. Patricia Fabian. She's an associate professor at the Department of Environmental Health at Boston University School of Public Health, as well as the associate director of the Institute for Global Sustainability at BU. She received her PsyD from Harvard T. Chan of School of Public Health, and also has degrees in engineering from the University of Colorado Boulder and the Technological de Monterrey in Mexico. And she's also a first generation graduate student like myself, and has served to a mentor to many students from a wide range of disciplines.
So as you can hear, we've got some really phenomenal people lined up. And we are so excited to talk to them. We're really excited for you all to hear too, and to continue the conversation about what career development means for PhD students, both while in school and beyond.
And while we'll hear a lot about things related to career development, we're also going to talk about work-life balance a little bit. And we've asked each of our guests what they like to do, how they step outside of the career space and enjoy themselves. So stick with us, enjoy all these episodes, and get to hear from a diversity of people on both career and non-career things, and enjoy our season. We're so happy to be here. Thanks for listening to us.
We'll see you soon.